So right now, my DACA is soon to expire, so I need to renew it. Things have been delayed. I always dreamt of having a title, a degree, and like that certificate means everything to me.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
Hi, I'm Shelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly. We're cosmetic laser instructors at National Laser Institute.
Join us on our journey as we share stories of empowered women stepping outside their comfort zones.
Our graduates are pursuing a new passion and finding their purpose with cosmetic lasers in the booming med spa world.
Hi, Beatrice.
Hi, Beatrice. Hi, how are you guys?
Beatrice is from Illinois, and tell us, when did you attend NLI?
I ended up doing the didactic part in December and then physically going to Arizona in February.
Awesome. And tell us why you chose NLI.
I chose you guys because I think I was up for days reading every single review on all of your platforms. I saw that there was no bad reviews. I prayed on it and I said, you know what? I'm going for it. I saw videos of girls that had went to NLI both in Arizona and Texas that had like blogs on YouTube, and I watched the videos and the energy that they transmitted in their blogs like made me want to sign up and made me want to go, and it is the best decision that I have made this far.
I love it. And tell me your prior jobs.
So I worked for 10 years an office job, and at first I loved it. Then towards the end, it was just, you know, I didn't want to go to work. Like, I went because I had to. Then I was a stay-at-home mom for a year. And I'm like, I need to go out there, do something with my life, do something with myself, because I know I'm a mom and I know I'm a wife, but I needed like my own identity. And I'm like, I can't do an office job anymore. And I really couldn't see myself doing anything else. For some reason, the lasers, they were just calling me. And so I think from now on, if I'm going to work, it's going to be in this industry for sure.
I love it. And tell me, what would be your dream job?
So my dream job for sure has to be hands-on laser tech. Ideally, I would like to open up my own place. And actually, one of the students that went to school with me, we have this dream of opening our very own spa, doing not only laser but doing other treatments. So for sure, like my dream is to one day have my very own place.
I love that. It's a great dream, honey.
Beatrice, you were saying that it was the best decision you ever made. Is there anything that stands out to you? Do you feel like everything was covered that you need to go out there and launch your own place?
I think you guys made it super clear as far as the safety. And to me, if I ran my own place and let's say I had someone working for me, I would want them to pick safety over anything. Being a patient myself, I would want someone to work on me knowing that they're gonna treat me correctly. So I think you guys do such a great job at teaching us that safety. Like, I will probably have you guys in my head while I'm treating someone, like fits. I left there thinking like, oh, tomorrow I can go out and run the laser. That's how confident I am in myself and in you guys as teachers, because you guys do the best job. You guys just make us feel so comfortable and like ready to go out there and like hit the ground running. I'm still waiting. There has been a lot of life changes for my family. So I just have to be patient and I just have to be positive and keep pushing.
Well, you have the right attitude.
That's right.
Very good.
Great attitude.
Thank you.
Has anyone or anything been like touching to your heart throughout this process?
The experience was what it was because of all of you. I was sharing things with teachers that I haven't even shared with no one else. Like, you guys just seem like a best friend. You guys all treated us with such respect, and Lewis is so lucky to have you guys.
So you had said a little bit before that you were going through some life changes. Do you mind sharing some of those life changes with us?
So I am a DACA participant. I was actually born in Mexico, and my parents brought me to this country when I was 3. And so right now my DACA is soon to expire, so I need to renew it. Things have been delayed, and I'm just hoping and praying that everything can work out, obviously, in my favor, and that I am able to renew my permit so that I can be in this country legally. You have to just stay positive. I always truly believe that, and pray. You know, I'm a big believer in the power of prayer. I'm pretty confident that everything will work out so that I can go and buy my laser confidently, knowing that I'll be able to work here. Otherwise, I'll have to take it back home with me.
Well, we're gonna be praying for you, honey.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And one of the things that DACA has offered for me, at least, is to be able to get a further education. I always dreamt of having a title, a degree, and like that certificate means everything to me.
I love that. That's emotional. You're amazing, honey.
You guys too. Thank you.
And we wish you such so much success.
Thank you. Yes, I'll take all the success.
You're in our prayers.
Thank you, my dear. Much appreciated.
Love and kisses.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Beatrice.
Thanks so much. Bye. Love you guys. Thank you for everything.